Good evening, everybody. I just want to wake you up. Good morning, everybody. So, the last time I asked a group to turn to Psalm 151, and they were paging through. But I wouldn't say that to you. Praise the Lord. We have a number of prayer requests here, and I've asked Steve to but let's have a word of prayer. Can we all stand? During these meetings and during the camps, during the meetings, you'll be standing and sitting and standing and sitting and standing and sitting. So that's a good exercise. At least you would have used up the 27 calories during each service. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being here. We thank you, Lord, that wherever your people are gathered, your promises are fulfilled, that there you are in the midst to bless us, to do us good. Lord, we ask a special blessing in this service. Minister to every heart's need. Touch every listening heart, we pray. Anoint every heart. Anoint every listening ear. Anoint feeble lips of clay. Let thy name be glorified in whatever we say and do. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have some prayer requests here. So if you could join us in prayer. And the young lady that we prayed for last night, we heard the news today that she has passed, which is very grievous to us. When someone goes beyond the veil, it's a great rejoicing when they know the Lord and so forth. But in the natural, we go through that grieving process. So this morning, we extend our sympathy to this family and to the local group there. And we want to assure them that we will continue to pray that God's strength be poured into their lives at this time of grief and sorrow. And you know, they're from Ontario. And we'll ask Steve if we can pray for them firstly before we take these requests.
Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are deeply touched by the loss of Ebony. Lord, we know her personally. She played with our kids. She played with the Tylers. Father, it could have just as easily been one of our children. We don't understand these things, but Father, we know you. Yes, we know you are the God of all comfort.
Yes, Lord.
There is no other place to turn to in these times. And we pray that somehow the family will find their way to you. Be with Matt and Teresa and the girls.
Yes.
The close relatives, yes. The grandparents, the aunts and uncles. Yes. We think of Gary and Heather Tyler, all of the Tyler family, all of the relatives, Lord, and friends. I do feel to pray, too, for the medical team that tried to save this girl's life.
Yes.
Father, this world needs your life.
Yes, Lord.
Father, be with all of us who are grieving. And while we don't know Ebony, well, the little that we had experience with her, she was a sweet, loving girl. Father, we just really pray for the cousins and the siblings at this time.
Father, in Jesus'
who must have such a hard time with this.
Yes, dear Lord.
Father, we can barely find the words to pray.
Yes.
Let alone to say to the family at this time. But Father, I'm thankful that they have already expressed their thanks for the prayers and all those that went to help to try to save their daughter's life. Father, we pray that in the days and weeks to come, that somehow you would minister to this great loss, Father.
Yes.
And at the very start of summer, where kids tend to play and tend to have a break from school, that somehow, Father, you would make a way where there seems to be no way. That even your healing would begin to flow into them. You cannot replace a loved one, but somehow you can ease that pain. Father, we pray for the parents, Graham and Jessica, in a very special way. And again, Lord, the little that we knew them, they loved their family, they loved their kids, they loved each other. Father, we just pray for them. Somehow, Heavenly Father, we know you must relate on some hand to see what Jesus went through. To die upon the cross, and even in Jesus' own words, he said, Father, why do thou forsakest me? We know that you loved your Son so much, and you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. Father, may you somehow help these grieving parents, Lord, through this time.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I just pray that you would somehow bring good from all of this, Lord.
Yes, yes, dear Lord.
What is lost to us would somehow be gained for you,
yes.
Oh Lord.
Oh.
Yes. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have another request before us, and I'll encourage us, if there are requests, don't be shy. That's what we're here for, to pray for you, to pray for those who are connected to you, because the prayers are extending from this camp, not for us here alone, but worldwide. And for those who are looking on the World Wide Web, we welcome you to join us in prayer. And if you have got a specific need or experiencing pain or illnesses, right in your homes, right in front of your phone, as you are connected, you can believe God, because His anointing is moving and His anointing is flowing all over the world. We have this request from, it's for Kimmy Seals. Request. That Kimmy is the wife of a friend who works with Mike Greif. She has stage 4 cancer and is receiving chemotherapy in Mexico. God has given us standing in the gap to pray for somebody even in Mexico. Her husband is a leader of fellowship of Christian athletes, and they have 4 young children who need their dear mother. Please pray that the great physician will heal her.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Say the word.
Hallelujah.
And she can be healed.
Hallelujah.
Even down in Mexico. All over the world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the presence of your anointing that is so rich here. And dear Lord, we pray for this
says this lady in a special way for Kimmy Seals. And Lord, she's in Mexico. We know your hands could extend to reach her even right now while she's receiving that treatment or of chemotherapy or whatever, Lord. You know the details. We pray you'll touch her in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Touch her mind.
Hallelujah.
Touch her spirit. And touch her soul. And most of all, touch her body too, oh God. Quicken her by the Spirit, Lord. And let her know that, dear God, you are the great physician, the mighty God, the great healer. Oh, Father, we thank you. There is no sickness that is beyond you. So today, Lord, this morning, we bring this request, believing you that what we shall ask in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. We thank you for doing this now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen. Praise God.
We have another request for Tanner White of Payette, Idaho, suffering from addiction to meth and opioids. He prays and attends church, but is feeling great despair as he is unable to overcome his addiction. He was recently suicidal. His grandma, Joanne White, who attends the Payette Assembly, is very concerned. Mike Greif, Church in Payette.
Amen. Let's pray.
Let's pray. Jesus. Praise God. Dear Heavenly Father, you know Tanner White. You see Tanner even now as we pray and extend our hands unto him. And Father, I can't help but think of the verse that says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lord, we do not doubt that there is a stronghold that addictions have on people. But Father, we also don't doubt that you can break the bonds that bind us. We know that you can break the bonds that bind Tanner. And Father, we stand with him. Father, we stand with Tanner and pray.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, the name that breaks every bond, that these addictions will be broken. Father, whatever his needs are, in the depths of his heart and soul and mind, will be met by you. May he see these addictions as nothing but the work of the enemy to bind him from what he truly needs. May he have the freedom of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, as Paul and Barnabas were set free from the prison, may you set Tanner free in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, he is named as one of yours, and the enemy has no power over the children of God. And we pray in the name of Jesus, you would rebuke the enemy of Tanner and all of us, Father, that he would be set free.
Yes,
free
Lord.
Indeed, as Jesus came to set us free. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have another request here, and submitted by Brian and Marjorie. Brian, since you're here, you're more familiar with, just read it to the congregation. Let's pray.
I got a text message from Margaret Hinchliffe. Mark and Margaret are familiar to many of us. Tomorrow she will be having her second mastectomy. She asked me to be this specific. And though she's feeling peace, she's asking for the prayer that she and her husband would continue to feel peace and that she would have the healing touch of the Lord. So let's lift up this Hinchliffe family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord God, for the family of God, for Mark and Margaret, dear Lord, for their part in the body of Christ, for your great interest in them. And dear Lord, as Sister Margaret has requested your help through the church by our prayers, we think of the scripture that says that the power of God would be made known through the church.
Amen.
We just lift them up at this time, dear Lord, as she yields herself to the surgery tomorrow. We pray, dear Lord, that you would be the master of the surgeon's hands, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
That, Father, you would also be the master of her recovery,
yes,
dear Lord.
Amen.
And that Mark and Margaret, as husband and wife, would find you to be the faithful God that you are. That you would help them to pass through this time of valley, dear Lord, with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let there be a peace that passes understanding in the name of Jesus. You are their bounty, dear Lord. You are their supplier. You said that you would meet and supply all their need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We pray you would display your love to them and your generosity in their kindness and inner recovery. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's a prayer request here for Matthew. Please pray for my son, who's 13 years old. He often has violent outbursts, and as a result, has racked up some police charges in the last year. I think it says 13, but I'm not sure. Doctors are puzzled after trying many medications. Authorities are recommending lifelong incarceration for the safety of others. Please pray for deliverance for him. Phyllis Shepherd, Church at Edmonton. Dear Heavenly Father, we stand with Phyllis in her request for her son. Father, we don't know what is troubling her son, but you do, Father, and we ask that you would set him free from this.
Yes.
It is hard to imagine someone so young, so disturbed, but Lord, we know, Father, we know you, and we know that is not what you desire for a 13-year-old, or anyone for that matter. Father, stand with Phyllis. May we stand with Phyllis,
yes,
and may we pray with Phyllis until this spirit of violence lifts off of her son, Father, we pray.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Lord, it is not just, we say it is a family of God, and it is just not a nice thing to say. It is in reality the family of God. And when one suffers, we all suffer. And when one rejoices, we all rejoice. And Father, we are troubled to hear of this. But Father, we turn to you, because we know you can do something about it. These things that have been prescribed are not working. Father, we pray that you would do what is required to lift this off of her son. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Whenever we pray, we believe the Lord for answers. And we pray, looking to the Lord, that he will do a work. Let's continue to hold on to the horns of the altar by faith, standing with those that need that prayerful support. I'm glad that this morning that Payet is in the house. Amen?
Yes.
I know everybody's in the house. Praise God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's where we are right now. We're in the house of the Lord. Simply put, in the presence of the Lord. where there is fullness of joy, where is that we can just lean on Him. We could just bring our burdens to the Lord. And I know some of us were at the funeral service of our brother Joseph Amundsen. That was a beautiful homegoing, and that was quite an experience there. And in the natural, these things bring a little bit of sadness and memories. But those memories are there to strengthen us to press on with God. So I'm going to ask Mike and Cindy Arstead and Mike Greif if you could come and join me up here. As you all know that I'm not too much on the singing side. I'm more on the listening side of life. So, you know, there's a beautiful song, Into My Heart. And for those on the World Wide Web, you can take Jesus into your heart now. Ask Him to come in. For those of us, almost all of us, we have at some point in time accepted Christ. Brother Smith shared a story in South America of a man. He was asked a question. He was saved for many, many years. And somebody asked him, when did you accept the Lord? He said, today. And when tomorrow comes, the question is asked, he said, today. In other words, every day he accepts the Lord into his heart. Isn't that wonderful? That's the way it should be. And we might be grandmas and grandpas, and we might be, you know, aged and so on. It does not matter. We can accept the Lord afresh into our hearts. Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay. Come in today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Those you on the World Wide Web, people, you might be grieving. You might be going through your struggles and difficulties. Just sing this prayer, asking the Lord, come into my heart. Come into my heart. That's all. That's what the world needs. That's what we need in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, in our families. That's the greatest need today, Jesus Christ. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. And if we could prayerfully, if you feel like raising your hands, just make this a rededication to the Lord. Make this a recommitment to the Lord and renew our vows, renew our courage to serve the Lord. As for me and my household, like Joshua, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
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 Into my heart.
Coming into our hearts, just like what we see overhead here, the famous picture of Holman Hunt. Jesus is, I hope he's not outside knocking. I hope he's already inside, because the latch of that door is on the outside. He wants to come in. He wants greater privileges. He wants greater privileges. Thank you. He wants greater possession. And we must be willing, because we must be willing to give him that scope. We do not want to restrict the Lord. Every corner of our house, Amen. Give it over. He is still knocking at some people's heart's door. Just open it. He wants to sup with you. He wants to have coffee and toast with you. He wants to talk about the wonderful things. He just wants to impart that to you. He wants to comfort you. He's saying to you, my child, you're grieved, but I'm here. My child, you're discouraged, I'm here. You're going through a need, I'm here. You're whatever. So let's listen to the instruments as we zoom in. I like to use that word. Zoom right in and touch the master and just embrace him. And then after the instrument, we're going to sing it all together again prayerfully. Instruments. Song, the great physician, now he's here, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to fear. I think it's 155. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping hearts to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Listen to the voice of Jesus. Hear him speak to you in that gentle tone. Just attune our ears to him. Listen to the master's voice. He's saying, peace be still. He's saying, don't be troubled. Don't be worried. He's with us in the boat. As long as he's with us in the boat, we might think he's sleeping and he's snoring, but he's not. He's with us in the boat. He knows when to say, peace be still. At the right time. Let's sing it. Let's sing the song and just enter in into these beautiful words. It's the sweetest note in Seraph's song. The sweetest note on mortal town. It's the sweetest carol ever sung. It's the precious name of Jesus. It's the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. It's the wonderful name of Jesus. It's the glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, precious, precious name of Jesus. What a lovely, lovely name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It calms our fears. It soothes us in times of difficulties. It removes everything that is unlike God there. Let's sing it.
The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer, or hear the voice of Jesus.
Encouraged to serve the Lord, you should be encouraged. Amen. Serving the Lord is never a boredom. If any time we reach to the place where we are getting fed up with the things of God, where we are getting bored because of the Word of God, we need to come back to that place and ask the Lord to forgive us, to renew that courage. It was D.L. Moody says that many people, when their desire for reading God's word has waned and depleted,
That's when they shift off the foundation. They shift off the place where they should be. That's when we go astray. Let's stick to the Word of God. Let's stick to the Lord, because He has given us such wonderful things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed assurance.
Amen.
Blessed assurance. What? What's the words? Who is mine? I can't hear you.
Jesus
is mine. Don't be afraid to say that name. That name is powerful. That name is powerful. When we go in a restaurant, we're not going to show off, but we can simply bow our heads and pray that name of Jesus and bless the food. Don't be afraid to pray for people. I prayed for people in Walmart. I prayed for people anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Hallelujah. It's the name of Jesus. Because that's what Peter and John did. They said, silver and gold we don't have, but what we have, we're going to give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I better watch myself. A sermon is coming up here. Hallelujah. Are you happy?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing that song, Blessed Assurance. I don't know what number it is, but some of us know it by... You know it by heart. That's good. That's good.
Page 12.
1, 2. Page 1, 2. 12. Okay. Given each one of us a story. We've got a story. We've got a song. And if there are 500 people in here and 5,000 people out there listening, there are that amount of stories. Each one. God has given us beautiful stories. And sometimes we like and we are blessed by other stories and popular names like Fanny Crosby and, you know, D.L. Moody and all these kinds of names about the place. But you just put yourself in that place. God has given you a beautiful story. He has turned that story into a beautiful story for Him. And that's the story you've got. And I want to encourage as I'm here on this, I want to encourage the people here. Some of us might be going through our struggles. The enemy would come and try to attack us in our thoughts. But you're not really good. You've done so many bad things. Look what has happened here and there. You just take your stand and tell the enemy, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen.
End of story.
Amen.
That's it. The end of the argument there.
Amen.
You know, that's the biggest argument that we've got against our own thoughts, of our own, against our own carnality. He that hath the Son hath life. And I'll stop there. I wouldn't go on further. Because we have the Son. And we've got life. We've got that story. Are you ready to sing again to this story? Hallelujah. I feel excited up here.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord for His presence. Let's sing it. This is my story. Let's sing the last words. Perfect submission. That's the place He's going to bring us to. All is at rest. The more we submit, the more He comes in. I and my Savior, we're happy and blessed. It's we and our Savior's thing. I hope I'm speaking clearly. I've got a deep southern accent, as you know, because I'm from South America. I'm from the deep, deep south. And I hope you don't miss me what I'm saying. I would not like that. But, you know, it says, watching and waiting, looking above unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, despising and just endured the cross. That's the example. We've got lots. We should never leave this camp discouraged. We should be re-energized and thrilled and filled with the Holy Ghost. We should leave these doors going through there impacted by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because the Lord has given us something wonderful. We've got a reason to live. We've got a reason to go out there.
Amen.
We've got a reason. Hallelujah. Filled with His goodness. And what? Lost in His love. God's people should be lost. Not lost in sin, but lost in His love.
Amen.
Drowned in His love. So let's sing this again, this last verse and the chorus. When we're going to sing the chorus, I want you to focus on your own testimony. Focus on your own story, where God has brought you out from the miry clay and lifted you up and placed you on the rock to stay, that you can rejoice and be a transformed human being in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Amen.
Perfect submission. All is at rest. I with my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story.
Song there that comes to mind is At the Cross. I know these are old traditional hymnals, but sometimes we need to come back to the place where God has brought us into and from.
And sometimes it's good not to remove the ancient landmark that the apostles of old had set there at the cross. Amen. Where our victory lies? At the cross. At the cross, where we first saw the light and the burdens of our heart just rolled away. It was there by faith we receive our sight, spiritual sight. Now we're happy all the day. Amen. Let's sing it.
Thank you. shall go to the schools that you're in, the workplace, yea, even at your house. Your children shall be blessed, and they shall know that the Spirit of the Lord is in your house. Yea, that story, just keep it in your heart, but yet let it go out into all the world. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Yea, but I have also given unto thee to move as a body, saith God. Yea, that the world should see there is a body of believers, saith God. Yea, and soon I shall give unto them to see the manifested sons and daughters of God, saith God. Yea, that the world should see and know, saith God. Yea, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, saith God. Yea, that the authority of the Son should be over all the earth, all creation, even as it is transformed, saith God. Yea, that the name of the Lord should be praised above all names. Yea, and that there should be no more sacrifice unto idols, saith the Lord. That there should be no more enslavement of mine, saith God. Yea, but that the order of the sun should prevail, saith God. Yea, and that my people should rule and reign with me, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Children of the living God, do you say to yourself, do you hear these promises? And do you say to yourself, but I am but small, but I am but weak, but I am just this small, foolish, humble thing, for I tell you this day, did I not say in my word, that I shall use the small, I shall use the weak, I shall use the foolish to confound the mighty and the worldly wise? And did I not say that the kingdom of God is as a tiny little mustard seed that shall become the strong and mighty tree? And did I not use those few humble loaves and fishes to feed the crowd? For I say to you this day that I purposely did not make you to be anything that would in the natural lend yourself to the crowds. And I did not, just as I did not do the same for my son, as did they not say that there was nothing in him that in the natural would have attracted those the crowds to him, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord God. Come to me this day and lay yourselves down that little bit, lay down those gifts, lay down that ministry at my feet, and let me pour that water of the Holy Spirit upon you. And let me make growth. And let me lead, and let me move, and let me transform you. For if I made it so that you were naturally able to do all of these things, you would take the glory to yourself. But I have made you so you shall only reflect my glory to those around, and those around you will know that it can only be the Spirit of God working through you. And they will know that I am real because I am working through you, and I am flowing out in the most improbable ways and in the most improbable places. Believe this day this promise. Believe this day that I have a plan for you. That I have a plan that is mighty and far beyond what you can imagine, and I shall use you. Do not doubt that I have a plan for you. Do not doubt that I brought you here this day for this such a time as this. Rejoice, O children of the living God, for I have a plan.
You have made progress, my people. And do you not also come to them when something bad has happened and you need their comfort? Yea, my people, I am the ultimate comforter.
And I will also be there for you when you have something to praise me to me about. For you, my people, I am there for you, and I want that intimate relationship with you that can be matched by no other on earth.
Amen. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah.
Again, my people, I am the doorkeeper between life and death. Yea, enter into life, my life, but do not enter into death, saith the Lord thy God. Yea, death is the things of this world and the sin and sickness that surrounds you. But yea, have I not said unto thee 70 years ago that yea, I am opening the way unto thee into eternal life? Yea, my children, know ye this day that there is a day coming very soon when ye shall enter into my life and never leave, saith the Lord thy God.
People this morning, I would say unto thee to remember that you are not from Babylon, says the Lord. You are set free, says the Lord. Yea, ye are a people of freedom, says the Lord. Set free to worship, set free to praise his name, says the Lord. Set free that your feet might rejoice, says the Lord, upon the ground that he has created. Set free, says the Lord, that your hands would worship, says the Lord. That you would raise them in sacrifice to me, Lord. That you would raise them in submission, says the Lord. That you would raise them for a touch, says the Lord. I would say unto thee, my people, if I have set you free, do not bind yourself, says the Lord. Yea, my son was given willingly on the cross that you would be set free. Do not dishonor that sacrifice, says the Lord. But this day acknowledge that when the Spirit of the Lord moves, that you move also. That when the Spirit of the Lord is at rest, that you listen, says the Lord, and are at rest. Yea, that when the Spirit of the Lord is grieving, that you also are grieving, says the Lord. Yea, when you grieve, the Spirit of the Lord is in grief, says the Lord. I feel my people's pain. I feel, says the Lord, the distress. I feel, says the Lord, when you are depressed, says the Lord, when the spirit of negativity rests upon you. I remind you, my people, that I am the God of the positive. Yes. Amen. I am the God that can.
Amen.
I am the God that can, says the Lord. I can love you. I can heal you. I can lift you. I can move you. I can restore you, says the Lord. Do not doubt anything, says the Lord, that I can do. I am not the God of doubting. I am that I am that I am, says the Lord your God to his people this morning.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
So much, and it breaks my heart to see my children leave me. I will take care of you in everything.
Amen.
In the peaks and in the valleys, and I will guide you through everything. Do not fear, have no doubt in your heart, for I am with you even when you don't want me to be there. I will never forsake you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, ladies.
your story. That's how you'll reach out when you have communion with the brokenness in others. And you share and you look to me. Don't be afraid. What you might be most ashamed of in your brokenness, in my economy, can be used for good and actually qualifies you for service, because you know how deeply you need me and you are humbly seeking me, and that's what will touch the world.
Amen. Praise God.
Spirit to transform you and to impact those around about you. I don't want you anymore to enter into doubtful thoughts of what use am I to the Lord, or am I making any difference? But I want you to recognize that my spirit dwells within you and I am filling you, and your nature is being replaced with my nature, and my nature is beautiful, and people will see the beauty in you. Yea, my people, don't be doubtful any longer. Don't allow those doubtful thoughts that discourage you or bring you down. Don't compare yourself one with the other, but recognize the beauty that the Lord Jesus Christ has put in you, along with the sacrifice he made for you and his great love for you.
Amen.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
I have set thee down at my footstool, and I have spoken to thine heart. I have taken the crooked paths, and I have showed you how to walk in a straight way. I have shown you how to develop that water, that spring of life that will flow under those around about thee. I have shown thee, saith the Lord thy God, the love that I have for thee. I have opened the gates of heaven that thou might see a portion of the eternal, saith the Lord. O my children, today you have been blessed from the voice of heaven, saith the Lord thy God, for he has encouraged your heart. He has set aside the fears that you have carried, and he has made your way straight, saith the Lord thy God. Therefore, determine in thine heart that thou wilt walk before me in a way that is pleasing in my sight, saith the Lord. Yea, look deep into thine heart and recognize those things that I would have thee take away, that thou might walk closer with me, saith the Lord. Yea, my little ones, this is a precious hour before the Lord thy God, when he has come down and spoken directly unto thine heart. Yea, hear thou the voice of the Lord that has spoken unto thee this day, and submit thyself unto him, saith the Lord thy God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I've been there for you because I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be there for you. I want to guide you. I want to be there for you so that you may not stumble, but I can lift you up.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Do not be stubborn in your hearts. You know when you're being stubborn. Do not rebel in your hearts. You know when you're being rebellious. Do not despise your brothers and sisters. You know when you are doing this. I am the God who sees into the darkness. Take away the things that divide, saith the Lord. Be thou one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we come to attention, please? Amen. We can have our seats. Thank you very much. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Mike. I'd just like to encourage our young people, for those young people who have prophesied this morning, that was a tremendous blessing to us. You have really ministered to us, and that's the way it should be. We want to encourage other young people to let the fire continue to burn among you and continue to encourage each other. Just wanted to share a thought with you here, or a couple of thoughts, or a few thoughts, which have a category. But for those listening on the World Wide Web and are tuning in for the first time or may not know of what we do, it's certainly been a reason why we do what we do. And this move of the Spirit that has started about 70 years ago, God came at this very place here, this location, moved by His wonderful Spirit and touched the lives of many. And as the apostles who have gone on before, they were just obedient to the Spirit. And they just wanted to obey the Scriptures. And God began to reveal some things and began to show them of the order that He wished them to operate at that time. And this order is a simple, straightforward order. In the local churches, we have elders and deacons, just like the home. The father is considered an elder in his home, and the wives are considered as deacons. The children are considered the congregation. And some people don't have a big congregation. Like, God was so gracious to me that He did not give me a big congregation. For the simple reason, maybe, I often thought he maybe thought that He couldn't giving me too much of responsibility. So, I'm grateful. So it's that pattern or that order in the church. And there is the traveling deacons and the traveling elders of the church universal. And so our responsibilities grows, and I'd like to remind us, just to stick a pin here, to remember to pray for the traveling brethren. Just remember in your private prayers, in the times when you're praying, just pray for us. We depend on your prayers. And so, in that order, there's the traveling elders and the traveling deacons. But whether we be traveling elders, traveling deacons, local elders, local deacons, whatever office, we all submit to Christ, because He is head of the church. He is the head of the body. And the beautiful example we have, that Christ submits to His Father. And we can see lots of examples on that. And it's difficult to do a study on that in this forum here. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was there, he prayed, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That was a perfect picture of submission to the Father.
Hallelujah.
And as he submitted to the Lord. So with the same order of the church, and this is nothing to do with anything that's prestigious, anything that's one above the other. We have greater responsibilities, and the Lord seems to lay his hands on different ones from time to time, as the Spirit of God would indicate, and that mantle of responsibility comes over. If most persons that I have talked to, and you ask them if they had a choice, we would have said, we rather go back to our school teaching days, or our construction, or being an engineer, and our different fields, because that's our comfort zone. But God calls us out of our comfort zone into the unknown, as one brother would put it. And he takes us because he wants to do a work in establishing the body of Christ in the church, universal. So I think the Apostle Paul had that vision clearly laid out, that from time to time he had to remind, exhort, teach some of the younger men like Titus and Timothy. And he would send out reminders to them that don't forget your to Timothy, he said, don't forget your mom and your grandmom's faith, Lois and Eunice, of your faith in God. And so Paul, realizing the added burden, and he just encouraged them. So there is a scripture that I would like to read, because it's difficult to go through many scriptures we have along these lines. But one scripture that really comes to mind was 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. If you have your Bibles, you could turn to that. Simple advice. Timothy can be considered a traveling deacon, because the Apostle Paul, with his apostolic ministry, he had the Timothy as one of the brethren there, assisting him, working along with him, flowing along with him. So these words are written in the scripture here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Is everybody understanding me? Any problems? I'll try to do the best I can. It says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, or presbytery, some people pronounce that. And that's a simple verse that I would like to briefly explain on. So Paul was writing to Timothy, his spiritual son. Timothy was what we would call a traveling deacon at that time. Paul being the apostle, and he was going into Asia, into those parts of the world, and taking the gospel of the kingdom. So, but we all as brethren submit one to another. And so, I know that we understand this clearly, and so I do not need to go into more explanation on that. But for the benefit of those of you who are on the World Wide Web, you know, I just wanted to insert that little explanation, and I hope that it's understandable. So today we have a special day. We'll be praying over one of our brothers here and laying hands on him exactly as written in the book of Timothy and setting him in the office. The grace of God has fallen on our brother, and we would want to obey that indication of the Holy Spirit, because this is not an organizational approach where if a person is a deacon, after 5 years they become an elder, and then after 2 years you become a traveling deacon. That's not the order. It must be witnessed and indicated by the Holy Spirit at the right time. Because when we all meet as brethren, when God looks to us, He sees us all as one. But He's given specific responsibilities in the church to various ones. And that's why I'm saying this, that we could encourage each other and pray for the brethren. Pray for your elder. Pray for your local deacon. Pray for the traveling elders. Pray for the traveling deacons. Pray for each other, because the responsibility, we're charged with such a responsibility before God. And we just wanted to obey Him, to be obedient servants, faithfully executing that office to His glory and praise. Amen? I said all of that to indicate to you that the grace of God has fallen on our brother Nathaniel Swan. Many of you know him as Nat, and our sister Carol. And we will be praying over them as the Lord has indicated, and setting our brother in the office of a traveling elder. And so we want you to prayerfully support them and stand with them, because they will need that. It's not always easy, but the grace of God will always be there. And so I'll ask the traveling elders if you can come up, and I'll ask if the traveling elders can come up. And I'll ask Nat and Carol. We need. Oh, I've got 2 chairs here. We'll ask you as we pray for this couple that you will even stretch your hands out to them as we pray for them. Thank you.
For their ministry, dear Lord. Father, we thank you that you have set them in office. years ago, and we have depended much upon them over the years, even though it may not have appeared that way, that they were in the forefront. But they were there, and we depended upon their ministry, and we just thank you for their ministry. We thank you for their faithfulness and strength and commitment to you. And dear Lord, we just pray now for even more strength and more wisdom for both of them, dear Lord. Father, that you, that their ministry may grow. Dear Father, we know that they, that pride is not part of their makeup, that they are humble and they will follow you faithfully, dear Lord. But Lord, we ask for strength and wisdom like they've never had before. Dear Lord, just bless them now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yea, my son, the Lord thy God is with thee and has been with thee all the days of thy life. And the Lord saith unto thee that he has painted the colors of your life with bright, with dark, with pastels, with many contrasting colors, as they represent the experiences of your life. Yea, there have been ups and there have been downs. There have been difficult learnings that you have gone through. And I have taught thee in the ways that I would have taught thee. Yea, I say unto thee, all these things that you have experienced in your life have brought you to such a time as this. For yea, I say unto thee that I have blended all these things together into a tapestry to prepare you for the responsibilities that are placed upon you this day. Yea, I say unto thee that thou hast gone through the thin end of the horn, but thou hast seen God on the other side. You have seen the Lord thy God work miracles in your life. And yea, I say unto thee, the Lord thy God shall indeed be with thee. As thou taketh upon thee this mantle, my son, do not be afraid, for that which rests upon you, the Lord shall enable you. As he has been faithful to thee in years past, he will be faithful to thee in this place of additional responsibility before the Lord your God. I say unto thee, trust in me, and I shall indeed lead thee and guide thee every step of the way. And yea, I say unto thee, my daughter, the Lord thy God knoweth thine heart. The Lord thy God knoweth that he has placed within thee a spirit of gentleness and of love and compassion. But he also knows that from time to time that fear and anxiety can rise up within thine heart. And the Lord thy God knoweth that even in this step of responsibility, there is that bit of anxiety that, can we do this? Can we do this with the responsibilities that we already have? But the Lord thy God saith unto thee, that I am well able to meet all of your needs. I shall pour out upon thee and thy family blessings from the windows of heaven that shall open wide, and they shall pour forth those things that will meet your complete and every need. Do not fear, my daughter, this day, for I will lead you in paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, I shall cause thee to dwell in green pastures and rest beside the still waters. The Lord thy God is a loving God, and he will not give you more than you can undertake. Just rest in me, says the Lord.
I am the Lord thy God. I have brought you out of and into this great scheme of things, and I have called you out, says the Lord thy God. I will be thy rear guard, thy reward, thy strength. I will lead you, says the Lord thy God, and I will guide you with mine eye, and I will direct your paths, and I will lead you, says the Lord thy God. Yea, I have called you to be a watchman on the wall. Look not to the faces of men. Do not flinch. Do not give up, for I will be with you. For sometimes, in the face of opposition and despising, you might be overlooked, says the Lord thy God, but I am with you, and I am molding you, and I am working out my way unto you, unto my glory, says the Lord thy God. As you stand among the people, continue to walk in my way. I have given you that deep sense of discernment that you could see deep into the hearts of men and expose the things that are needful to be exposed, says the Lord thy God. I've given you that ministry to continue to bless those, the downtrodden, those who are outcast, those who are abused, those who are neglected. With my mercy and with my love, I've caused that anointing to come upon you to touch the lives of others, says the Lord thy God. Be not afraid. Look to me. I am thy God.
Yes.
Yea, and I will lead you from step by step by step. And you will see my hands unfolding, says the Lord thy God. As you take on these responsibilities that are before you, think not that you're alone, for I am the Lord thy God that stand with you. Yea, and I will hold your hands, and I will lead you, and I will direct you, and I will confirm the things that are necessary by my Spirit. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
And mine anointing that rests upon you. Yea, says the Lord thy God, continue to seek me. I will inspire you to teach the people. Be not afraid. Again I say, be not afraid. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Continue to feed my sheep. They may not always accept, but continue to feed my sheep. Your responsibility before me is to feed the sheep. And yea, says the Lord thy God, your reward is with me. Yea, says the Lord thy God, you have been an obedient servant. You have walked with me, and I have called you out of the miry clay. I have called you out the experiences of that so many have been through, and I have called you to understand what they are going through, says the Lord thy God, that you could empathize, and that you could be of a father to them, and you could counsel them and teach them in a quiet way. Yea, says the Lord thy God, my will is before you. My purposes are before you, says the Lord thy God. And I've given you that ability, says the Lord, that you will continue to unfold my will and purpose to others. Be not afraid. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. Hallelujah. Lord, our sister, my child, never be afraid.
1,000 shall fall beside and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. For I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord thy God. I will be with you. Yea, I will give you the wisdom, the strength, to stand with your husband, says the Lord thy God. And as you walk in unity, thou wilt stand as an example to others, that many will see the model of the Christian walk, says the Lord thy God. Look to me, be not afraid. Thus saith the Lord thy God to his daughter and to his son this day. This day has the Lord caused his grace. This day his grace has fallen on you. This day his will and purposes are renewed before you. This day the light has shone afresh upon you. This day he has set you in this office that you may be of a blessing to others. Thus saith the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, to his son and to his daughter.
My son, oft times have you sought the anointing. Many times you have desired to know what my will is, that you could speak it forth with power. You have sought me, my son, and yea, I have answered thee. Yea, this is an anointing that goes beyond feeling. It goes beyond knowing. It goes into the area of becoming. And many times, as thou hast stood before the people, you have spoken of what the Lord has in mind for his church, which is to enter in to the very nature of Christ. Oh, my son, I would have thee to know that as this desire, as this willingness is in your heart to really know me, to really minister the words that I have placed in your heart, know thou this, that as thou would stand before the people, yea, I will open ears that they might hear what the Spirit saith unto the church in this hour. I will guide thy words, my son. I will guide thy footsteps. I will see thee through the most difficult of times. For I have proven unto thee over the years that I have never left thee, nor have I ever forsaken thee. Amen. And I will guide thee, saith the Lord, in the future. Amen. My daughter, God does not give the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. My daughter, I have had my hand upon thee, and I have had my hand upon thy family. Yea, and when the times have been dark, yea, and thou hast sought me, the light hath begun to shine. Yea, and thou hast known of an assurity that I am with thee. Yea, a humble and a contrite heart I do not despise, saith the Lord. Amen. And my daughter, I would say unto thee, as thou hast experienced already, that in thy prayers are intercessory prayers. Yea, thine heart goes out in burdens for those that are in need. Sometimes it is for thine own family. Sometimes it is for thine husband, relatives, friends, the church. Oh, my daughter, reach thou forth in intercessory prayer.
Amen.
For the church. For they, yea, the church needs intercessors. The church needs your prayers, saith the Lord. I will walk with thee both. Yea, I will guide thee both in the days that lie ahead. Fear thou not, for the Lord thy God is with thee and shall never forsake thee, saith the Lord.
My son, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. He knoweth, my son, the way that he has set before thee. He has ordained that in which thou should walk, saith the Lord. Thou hast not anticipated the turns and directions of that which lay before thee. Yet, my son, thou canst look back and see that he was with thee. Every turn, every step, my hand was upon thee, saith the Lord. For my hand is stretched forth for a purpose, that thou mightest fit into the place that I have ordained for thee, that my mantle may rest upon thee, saith the Lord. Thou mayest speak my words as the oracles, as I place mine anointing upon thee.
Amen.
Even as thou dost stand before my people, saith the Lord, thou wilt know and they will know that these are not your own words, but they have their source in me, saith the Lord. Thou shalt speak my word with authority, and it shall calm the waters. It shall open the way. My people shall walk in a right path, because they hear my voice and they know my way. Be thou strong in the Lord, saith the Lord unto thee this day. Trust not in thine own strength or in thine own wisdom, for I am thy strength and I am thy wisdom, and I shall stand with thee. As thou dost take a step in faith, thou shalt see my hand, my son, and it shall open before thee, and thou shalt walk with confidence. Those that are afar off shall see, even as a light in the darkness. For I have sent thee, my son, into the places where others have not gone. That they too may be drawn unto me, saith the Lord. For this message of the kingdom is to all men, all women, and all of my creation.
Yes, hallelujah.
Therefore have I prepared thy steps, that thou mayest go and speak my words, even unto those that are cast off and far off, saith the Lord. And they shall be drawn, and they shall come, and they shall know the joy and the glory of the Lord. And they shall walk in my order, and they shall enter into my kingdom. Therefore walk with confidence, saith the Lord. Be thou strong. Find thy place in the company in which thou hast been set. For this is one body, saith the Lord. I speak with one voice, I do one work, and thou art a part. Find thy place, and submit thou, and fit thou into the place wherein thou hast been set, for therein is thy strength, saith the Lord. Therein is thy peace. Thou shalt walk there, because I have set thee there. My daughter, I have seen thy walk. I have seen thy steadfastness, my daughter, even in the face of adversity, when thou couldst not see the light, I was the light, saith the Lord. I was thy comfort where there was no other comfort. Thou hast put thy trust in me, my daughter, and I have lifted thee up that thou mightest walk in this place where I have set thee. Therefore, my daughter, let thy prayers arise, for they shall calm the waters. Thou shalt become aware, my daughter, of great needs, and those things that have no words that can be spoken. My burden shall rest upon thee. As thou dost intercede, thou wilt say the words that I place within thine heart. And they shall move mountains, and they shall open doors. They shall bring deliverance, and they shall. You shall see the fruit of that, my daughter, which I have set before thee. My daughter, pray for thine husband. Strengthen thine husband. Walk together in the unity that I have placed within thine home. Lean now upon that which I have placed within thine home, my daughter, and ye shall strengthen one another. Look thou, my daughter, unto that wherein I have set thee. Yeah. Ask largely of the Lord, for he shall hear. Hallelujah. And call upon my name, for he shall answer. This day does my blessing rest upon thee. This day does my blessing rest upon thine home and upon that which is before thee. For I have purposed that it should be so, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. For truly thus saith the Lord, my son, the Lord thy God has placed his hand upon you in a mighty way, in an unusual way. The Lord thy God has given you the gift of discernment. You are able to see and hear things that others may not be able to see. The Lord has given you that ability to read between the lines, to see things beyond the words that people say, but he's given you the ability to look into the heart of those that you counsel beyond what they're saying. You shall be able to see into their heart and know what the root of the problem is in this. My son, oftentimes this is a scary gift. It can be a gift that can bring anxiety because of the things that you will see. But the Lord thy God will open your eyes to see how to meet a need and how to communicate those needs of various saints to the other brethren so that they know how to administer to something that's beyond what you see on the surface and the words that are spoken that will go right down to the root. The Lord thy God has blessed you in this area. The Lord has given you a prophetic ministry. Amen. A prophetic ministry to speak. Amen. Prophetically. Amen. To prophesy in the congregation. Amen. But to also speak prophetically about various things. God has given you this ability and this blessing to be a blessing to the church in many ways. Walk faithfully in the Lord's calling. And my daughter, many things have been said already, but the Lord thy God long ago looked down at you at your heart, and he saw you working in a factory type setting somewhere, and you were saving money, putting together money, trying to earn money so you could go to where the Lord was moving. And the Lord saw that long ago and called you. That desire that you had in your heart even then came from the throne of God. He was tugging you and drawing you to come into the camp, to come into the fold, to come under the covering. My daughter, you have been very comfortable being under the covering. You have been very comfortable being under the covering of your husband. and under the covering of the church. And the Lord thy God honors this. This is a great testimony to find a woman with many abilities and capabilities and opinions that is very happy to be under the covering. And the Lord thy God will use that as an example. The Lord thy God has blessed you, and the Lord thy God will continue to bless you in many ways.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
My son, do not look at the resources
that you have been born with or that are in the world, but my resources are unlimited, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Yea, I have given you a trumpet, saith the Lord, to warn. I have given you a trumpet to have joy. I have given you a trumpet to sound peace and to sound warning, saith the Lord. Yea, my son, as I called Moses just another day, yea, did I not empower him for the work? Yea, but it was not the work of that very hour, but did I not work his entire life to shape and mold him for the work that would stand before him? Yea, and he felt unworthy, and thou wilt feel unworthy also, saith the Lord. But I am your faithful one, saith the Lord. Yea, I will carry you, and I will go before you, saith the Lord. My daughter, not only have I given you intercession without faith is heaviness, but I say unto thee, I will give you faith. Yea, let the faith of God rest upon you mightily, saith the Lord, that you may be able to bear that burden, saith the Lord, and that that burden may be turned into joy, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We're rejoicing in what you have done. We will be glad as we look to you. Dear Father, as the church, we bless our brother and sister.
Yes, Lord.
As ministries,
yes,
we bless our brother and sister. And Lord, we pray that you'll continue to walk before them, keep them. May your love continue to radiate out of their hearts. May your peace be their portion. May, dear God, your protection be over them. And may, dear God, the moving of your Spirit and that anointing rest upon them. Bless them. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless their basket. Bless their store. Bless everything they put forth their hands to do, dear Lord. Bless them, we pray. Bless them in their spiritual walk.
Hallelujah.
Bless them in their example. Bless them in the church as we bless them before you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, we pray. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand as we sing it again.
I love this family of God, so closely knit into one. They've taken me into their hearts, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family.
I love this family of God. Father and our God, we thank you, for you have indeed, you've met with us. Thank you, Lord, as we continue to be up on the mountaintop, that you'll continue to bless your people. Continue to bless our fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we be seated? Before we slip over from the upper room to the supper room, I guess there are some... We have to pass the endurance test of listening to some announcements, which we appreciate so much, don't you? Oh, I see some of you smiling. Anyway, it's over to the announcers.